Okay, guys, it is I, Casper, not from Massachusetts this time, but from Michigan. I hope you guys were absolutely terrified from that scary story that me and Doug Couch, the Doug Couch podcast, created a couple of days ago. It was about scary stuff that we experienced, and I am no longer in the territory of which those things happened. So, for a long time, I had been putting off the idea of visiting Michigan, and my reasonable experience, especially after what happened over a year ago, this upcoming March is going to make it 2 years since that incident took place. So after that incident, it made me feel a bit apprehensive about flying. And this time I will say that my experience with flying going towards Michigan was a lot better. Coming back, I don't know. I hope it was just as good as the first time coming to Michigan. So traveling within all the states that start with an M. Michigan, Massachusetts so far. But Massachusetts is my home state. Well, yeah. I grew up in Boston, Massachusetts. And I lived in Minnesota for a while, actually, originally from Miami, Florida. So, grew up in Boston, lived in Minnesota, now I'm visiting Michigan. Yay! I went to go see Snoop Dogg in a performance yesterday, and it was pretty cool. It really was. I was not expecting him to be there. And what made it even more interesting was Little Duval was there, and I guess one of the Braxton sisters were there, and it was absolutely epic. It was a full room. It was completely, like, it was really cool. That was like the highlight to my Thursday evening. I arrived in Michigan yesterday afternoon around 12 something. I got here, and I would say I was so freaking tired, like with a capital T, my goodness, oh my gosh, really, really exhausted, because traveling from Massachusetts and then going to Tennessee was just unbelievably exhausting, and oh my god, let me tell you guys what made it even worse is that when you are someone living with disabilities and you can access the service, like paratransit service in your state, well, there in Massachusetts, it's called the Ride or Veterans Taxi Service or whatever it is, contracted through the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority and the ADA. So they start taking people around at like 5 o'clock, and my flight to go to Michigan was at 5:55, and I was like, what do? I sit there and actually let them cost me my flight by coming late, or do I take one of my discounted pilot program rides only available to me in Massachusetts and use it? That's a whole nother thing when it comes to traveling while blind. That's the thing. Traveling while blind and overcoming strange obstacles that are really putting your anxiety and your patience to an absolute test and beyond. So I was like, all right, cool. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. My flight was at 5:55. And the only choice I had was to take an Uber or a Lyft, or go and be late and not catch my flight. So what I did was I took the last running Uber there was in the Boston area to the airport. And let me tell you, I feel like it was the best decision ever, because I was driving through the traffic nice and smoothly. It was a straight shot. We didn't even have to stop too many times. Maybe there was a tiny pause with driving, but straight through. Normally, it would take someone who's driving to the Boston Logan Airport maybe like 45 minutes during the day. But for me, it was a good old 15-20 minute drive straight through. And it was a really, really nice driver. So shout out to the lady who drove me to my airport destination yesterday, early ass morning, around like 1 o'clock. I got there in like 20 or 30 minutes or so, maybe. So I had to wait until 3 o'clock before they began doing check-ins. And I was like, okay, you know what? This is what you have to do when you are a blind person traveling independently and you don't have anyone you can rely on. What does that say for your cane travel teachers who taught you at training centers for the blind how to problem solve? They didn't teach me the serious problem solving issues like that one. But it's all just common sense, really. Common sense and creative thinking, ingenuity at its finest. That's what it really led up to. 1 o'clock at the airport by almost around 1 o'clock. Then 3 o'clock, check-in started, and I was one of the first few people they checked in. And I got a security guard that like walked me straight through to everything I needed to get to, and security was superb. I was getting so anxious because what happened to me last time was so uncalled for. It was wildly unethical. It was unbelievable. It was angering. And it was very, very frustrating. And I was like, oh my gosh, I hope it doesn't happen to me again. And so it didn't. I only walked through one very, very low-key metal detector. And everything was superb. Perfect. Perfect. I was so freaking happy. And I got assistance from point A to B, all the way from Massachusetts to Tennessee, all the way to Michigan, up until my friend came with the Uber, and that was how it went. And that's exactly how it should have gone. Like, everything's smooth sailing, no difficulty with TSA grabbing on your butt cheeks and making you feel extremely uncomfortable and doing all that excessive body patting. Like, I went through 2 scanners already. If there was something you weren't supposed to find on me, wouldn't you think it would have been found on the first scan? Dummy. So I'm going to play a tiny clip from the concert yesterday that I went to. And it was absolutely cool. I took a lot of pictures to share with my brothers and sisters back home in Boston. And now that's going to be my new song. I think I'm going to put that song, Living My Best Life, as my ringtone for some of my friends. Because me and my friends, when we're driving around in Massachusetts, we're blasting the hell out of that song, like extra loud. The car is literally vibrating. That shit is fucking hilarious. So, I guess I lost count of how many episodes I've done. Well over 105 of them, I believe. So thanks to you guys who are currently listening. I'm going to put those clips on that I recorded yesterday at the concert with the voice memo app on my phone, because I thought of y'all when I was there. Concert recording, you can listen to all this epicness, and yeah, so much other interesting things that are on the rise. Interesting in a good way. My intentions were to hang out with my friend in Michigan, which is exactly what's happening, and go see some artwork and shows and just not be in Massachusetts, point blank period. I needed a break from Massachusetts and all of the intensity it comes bearing.
Detroit. As we go a little something like this.
much as you are, which is why we need to restructure our deals.
I mean, what would you want to get a good thing?
Look, bro, good things come to your head. Okay, we need a new deal. These other ladies, they come with stronger offers.
Do you remember what I told you when you first brought them in?
What?
I said, Terrence, this is like a marriage. Which means it's just death to us part.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Hey, girl, what the fuck happened with the lights in the car?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm gonna talk to the man you first thing tomorrow.
Yeah, but you worked that shit out. You know why? Because you're the ultimate professional.
Yeah, if I'm the ultimate professional, why wouldn't we negotiate my contract?
Oh, hey, it's a discussion. No worries, Snoop, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, when?
What's with the hostility, huh? I mean, haven't I made major sacrifices to make sure that you can take care of your families? I'm the
one that lays on the line. You wanted a concert on Easter Sunday, and I gave that. So I don't want to hear shit about those sacrifices.
Hey, like I said, we'll figure something out. In the meantime, you gentlemen enjoy your resurrection.
After hearing that small portion of the concert from last night, meanwhile, someone at Nike decided that it was a good idea to put Braille on sneakers. Not only did they attempt by putting Braille on sneakers, but it was a bunch of gibberish. It read nothing. It had nothing to it. And here goes someone who's not Braille literate would come out and say, oh, this, and just believe that it had some really profound meaning when all it was just gibberish. And first of all, who's gonna reach down and read your shoes in Braille? Really? Who? I know I sure as hell am not gonna reach down and touch somebody's shoe to read a message in Braille. No thanks. And I think Nike should just not do that anymore. Just stop.
Hey Casper, it's Michael at Payown, PAYOWN on Twitter. Hope you're doing amazing. Looking around, not seeing anything, completely blind. But most importantly, I'm not seeing any fucking kid alts. Love your Kid Alts content. Been listening to your podcast for a couple episodes now. Found you on YouTube, actually. I don't even remember where I found you. But you're all over the place. Love the content. And I'm hoping this will make it in episode 100. Guys, we should all be celebrating. Cat made it to 100 episodes. Congratulations.
So, before I answer Michael's question, I would like to say thanks to everybody that listened to my podcast. Whether you listened to them all or you just joined, I don't know how many episodes ago, but anywho, you guys are greatly appreciated. So, you know, I found out that, you know, people from all over are finding my things everywhere. You know, there are different platforms that I've been posting, well, my podcasts have been spreading out to. Spotify, I feel like, is one of my favorite ones because not everybody has an iPhone. So Spotify is both easy to get to with both Android and iPhone or iOS. So giving a shout out to everyone that tuned in to my podcast from the ground up or from wherever you started from. And, you know, as I get comfortable with doing this more and more, it becomes easier and easier and much more, you know, cool. Because now there are more people who are inquiring about doing podcasts. And so now I'm going to answer Michael's question. This is about the accessibility portion of Anchor and iOS. So lately, Anchor has been making some progress with accessibility for those of you and, you know, for those of many of you guys who use VoiceOver. You know, for those of you who are sighted and don't understand what this is, VoiceOver is a built-in accessibility feature on all Apple products. iPhones, iPad, Macs, and Apple Watches, which is why the blind and visually impaired highly praise Apple products. Because if you get a Windows machine, like a, you know, an HP or those types of computers, you have to pay thousands of dollars for the screen readers. And after a while, for major upgrade, you're going to have to pay hundreds of dollars. Whereas with the Apple products, the Mac, you don't pay for any update on software. The VoiceOver is built in. So basically, VoiceOver is a screen reader that gives someone who is blind or visually impaired access to information on the computer or on a website. So I still, you know, I see room for more improvement when it comes to Anchor and VoiceOver. Answering the question, VoiceOver has become more accessible to Anchor, or should I say Anchor has become more friendly with VoiceOver. Still, there are some things you have to use sighted assistance for when it comes to adding a picture if you want, changing your icon photos and things like that. You'll need sighted assistance for that. And to get to the record button, naturally you used to be able to double tap and swipe up. No, you can't do that anymore. You have to literally turn VoiceOver off and have someone press the button for you, and you get to do your recording and do what you need to do. Or you can open the Voice Memo app in your phone and you can record what you need to record on your Voice Memo app, which is an app built into all Apple phones. And then you can, when you go to share it, you could open it or save it to Anchor. What that does is it saves it to the list of recordings. And you can then do what you want to do with it without struggling and having to turn off VoiceOver so that you can get sighted assistance. I sincerely hope this answers your question, Michael. And once again, you know, the email was awesome. Like, thanks for sending me the email and the voice recording, you know, giving your feedback and everything. I'm glad I put the email out there because I do want people to send in some questions and stories or whatever. And, you know, with permission to add it to the podcast and stuff like that. Especially if it's not necessarily accessible, the email will be provided once again at the end of this and the next portion of this episode. So, guys and gals, thank you guys for tuning in. This is not the end of it, so I'm gonna continue with some more celebratory 100 episode type stuff.
Hey, thank you so much for your message. I love your podcast. I definitely favorite your podcast. Please feel free to check out mine and hit the favorite button if you like what you hear. Thanks again. I love what you're doing on Anchor.
If you are interested in sharing a story or any feedback or whatever on whatever you just heard, either recently or like hundreds of episodes ago, you can send me an email to casu305@outlook.com. And I'll say it again, casu305@outlook.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.